This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our flagship station here in Tampa, Florida. And by the way, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And don't forget, as always, a special shout goes out to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working tonight, the over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast to coast, border to border, the bulk mail haulers out there, as well as our suicide jockeys getting the job done with the gas and the diesel, we thank you very much for doing a job well done. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. It's called the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Just follow us over there or like us, whatever the case may be, and you'll know what's going on when it's going on. By the way, we're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, Getter. We're on Truth Social and Twitter, all as at Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And, of course, we have our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, simply the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. All right, and joining us right now, we have from the corners of Michigan, somewhere up there around Detroit, don't know exactly where, he'll tell us in a minute, but it's Rod Edwards.
Hey everybody, this is the Cap.
Uh-oh, there you are.
Well, good morning.
Yeah, and the captain was going to say hello to you.
Yeah, but well, hello there.
Yeah, so you got a double hello on that one.
Yeah.
All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, a great country, which is founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, yesterday, Joe Biden stood up there, I'm taking executive action on abortion, and we're going to pass Roe v. Wade again, and we need to have it because people have to have their right. It's their constitutional right. It's embedded in our Constitution, blah, 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 and all that crap. Well, first of all, he's telling everybody a lie about anything being embedded in our Constitution about abortion. It's not there, folks. It's not there. And he's continuing his despicable attack on the Supreme Court. But here we go again. He's the president. We're not.
Yeah, murder is not anywhere in the Constitution of the United States of America. Also, as you said, he did attack the Supreme Court viciously, in my opinion. And his entire speech was didn't help anyone, because if you want abortions, there's plenty of information already available. All he did was, replicate what was already available to anyone who wants to go get an abortion.
He didn't do anything. What he did was nothing more than a public relations stunt verifying what the court decided to do.
Absolutely. So it's just a bunch of malarkey. And yet they're taking all this time to continue to bark about abortion, but yet the problems that are besetting this country, most of which he caused and his administration caused, they're doing nothing about it. And when they do something, or if they do, they make things worse, whether it's oil production in this country, whether it's anything, just name it. Everything they touch turns to you know what.
People are absolutely fed up, and I don't care what side of the aisle you're from. I'm hearing it from both sides. People are absolutely fed up with what the left's doing right now.
Yeah, they should be. I mean, this is horrible stuff. The economy, and you know how they took all this credit talking about how Frenchie and company, about how this is the worst, you know, best economy ever.
Yeah.
When I heard her say that, I almost fell out of my chair. I said, are you kidding me? We've lost 44% of small businesses. It may go up to 65%. The cities around the country that are known for their restaurants are losing top-flight restaurants left and right. So this administration, but I'm amazed, Captain, that there are still a lot of people that support Joe Biden.
Well, at least 37% in the latest polls. His average is down to 37%, finally below Donald Trump. He's worse than Donald Trump was at his lowest point.
And that shows you how really, I don't want to say dumb, but I can't explain it. As well as things were under Donald Trump, so many people hated the man. And such
it was the tweets.
Excuses. Oh, you know what? If they're that sensitive and that stupid to get upset. And most of the time, Captain, he was defending himself. He was responding to stuff.
Yep. But they didn't care for the tweets. They thought it was immature. A lot of people, you got to remember, are not on Twitter, let alone Facebook. A lot of people aren't there, and they don't understand it. They don't understand why people are over there doing what they're doing. Well, it's because if you want to communicate with most of the world, that's where you got to be.
Well, not now, because if you are a conservative, a Christian, a Donald Trump, you're blocked off. So that shows me something else, too.
Knock on wood. I'm still there. All right. Hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more with Ron Edwards, and Edwards' notebook is going to be in the offing here. Don't go anywhere. We got plenty more to talk about. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Elon Musk, since we're talking about Twitter. Yep, we're going to talk about Elon and what's going on there. In the meantime, Chris Markowski is going to take us to break.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
You're listening to the Captain's America, Third Watch.
I thought we were blessed with a government of by and for the people, but I guess Big Pharma, giant Pfizer Corporation, thinks otherwise. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. A recent lawsuit filed by whistleblower Brooke Jackson alleging Pfizer and two of its contractors manipulated data and committed other acts of fraud during Pfizer's Corona China virus clinical trials is paused following a motion by the defendants to dismiss the case. Why? Because Pfizer argued the lawsuit, which was filed under the False Claims Act, should be dismissed because the United States government knew of the wrongdoings in the criminal trials but continued to do business with the vaccine maker. To gum up the works, in 2016, the Supreme Court made it easier for crooked corporations to get away with screwing over we the people by ruling. If the government continued paying a fraudulent contractor, the fraud was not considered material to the contract. Pfizer is a federal contractor because it signed multiple contracts with the U.S. government to provide and force Americans to take their vaccines. So maybe the government is now by and for the Big Pharma? God help us. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out The Ron Edwards American Experience, 3 p.m. weekdays via TheRonEdwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
And let's not forget, because you want the best Constitutional Grounds is the coffee you want in your cup. Simply go to the Constitutional Grounds coffee display at TheRonEdwards.com website. That's TheRonEdwards.com website, and make your purchase. Now, don't forget, Constitutional Grounds is the coffee
you want in your cup.
There was that voice. Yep, and let me get my little cup here. Let's see here. Oh, it's delicious. Now, I always have the iced coffee, so I'm always into that. And I just prefer the iced coffee over whatever. And I don't know. It's kind of like at night. It's a little different. Yeah, I don't need it to stay awake. And if I probably drank regular coffee, I'd be awake until 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd be jittery.
Yeah, so it kind of it relaxes and it makes things work a little better. All right, well, there you go. Constitutional Grounds Coffee, available at theronedwards.com. Now, Mr. Ron, Elon Musk has officially terminated his deal to buy Twitter, and right away the Wall Street Journal came out within, I don't know, an hour of that announcement and said that they were told that Twitter is going to lay off about 30% of their recruiters that recruit people.
Yeah, they're laying off a lot of people because, first of all, I believe that they're not making as much money as they had led Elon Musk to believe in the beginning.
Right.
And when they put this deal together, also, they don't have as many people on Twitter as Elon Musk was led to believe, as we all were led to believe.
They got all those bots.
And these people are locked in on screwing over people unless they are a leftist oriented, and they don't want to allow people to express themselves, whatever, even though that's what Twitter is supposed to be. But here's the thing. I think Elon Musk is right, even though they said they're going to take him to court, blah, 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 blah. But when you go to court, what happens? Details comes out. So I think Twitter's going to end up holding the bag.
Okay. Well, I'll agree with that. We'll see what happens. And I don't have any love lost for Twitter. I mean, I use them, but I don't use them as my primary source of communication. A lot of people say, got your Twitter. I got to look Twitter news, Twitter this. Yeah, okay, sure, right. Yeah. Now, we had and I was on the air when this happened yesterday, right in the middle of it, the assassination of the former Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. In broad daylight Friday. It definitely shocked the world and shocked Japan, too. This just doesn't happen in Japan with a relatively low crime rate and strict gun laws. People just don't go out shooting each other, let alone a former prime minister.
Yeah, and that's true, Captain, but I think there's more than just a street cretin situation. I think there, you know, maybe in time we'll find out that there were some big wakes behind this. Remember, if you listen to the reports, like, for instance, on CBS and some of the other more leftist-leaning media outlets, he was described in the same manner that they would describe Donald Trump. They called him a nationalist, which, in my opinion, is good, but leftists hate nationalists because that means they're putting their nation first, because most of these media outlets are more globalist-oriented or leftist-oriented. And they didn't have much love lost for him. But I was very impressed with him through the years. And he was a great leader. He was a great statesman. He got along famously with Donald Trump,
yep,
who called him his friend. And he got along, you know, he gained respect for Japan. And he was strong against China as far as dealing with them. He was just an all-around good guy for his country, too. I mean, you read about the guy, and I was always impressed with him. And I was really sad when I got the news. I really was. I think the world lost a great statesman. What a huge vacuum.
Yeah.
Even though he was no longer prime minister, I think he was a great man.
Well, I agree with you with what you're saying, but there was one little thing that really caught me by surprise a little bit.
Sure.
And that was when Blinken was with the Chinese foreign minister, and they were asking the question, well, what do you think about the Japanese former prime minister being shot? They asked the Chinese prime minister that. Well, I guess it was one of the Western reporters traveling with Blinken, and he just threw his hands up in the air and didn't give an answer.
Yeah, well, that tells you something.
Yeah, it did. It did.
Yeah.
And it could very well be involved in something like this because he was a big thorn in their side. He was definitely not in favor of what China was doing. All right, let's talk about Arizona and something called personhood, because there is a provision that states the laws of this state shall be interpreted and construed to acknowledge on behalf of an unborn child at every stage of development all rights, privileges, and immunities available to other persons, citizens, and residents of this state, subject only to the Constitution of the United States and decisional interpretations thereof by the United States Supreme Court.
And that pissed off a lot of people, Captain.
Yeah.
A lot of people, ACLU types, and others, your entire configuration of leftists-oriented individuals and organizations do not like this because they don't recognize the rights of the unborn. They don't recognize the fact that life begins at conception, and they want their opinion to dominate laws and actions of people concerning this. And so this battle is, I respect and honor Arizona for their stand and for doing this. And I just pray that they continue to stand by this and that they beat back the ACLU and whoever joins them in trying to overturn this in Arizona.
Uh-huh. Now, there's something else that needs to be discussed again. Liberal politicians and media outlets are working very hard to silence or marginalize anyone who still questions the results of the 2020 presidential election, the security of the upcoming midterms this year, or the integrity of the general election in 2024. Now, they've been phenomenally successful in shushing the opposition, especially for one medium, talk radio, and in particular, they've been trying with conservative talk radio, and they failed because it's flourishing and stronger than ever.
Yeah, whether you agree with the assessment that there had been some cheating or not, people have a right to express themselves in that regard.
They have a right to express their opinion.
Yes, yep. And there are details that have come out, and for instance, in this state that I reside in, organizations have been finding a lot of data, whether it's in Michigan, whether it's in Arizona and other states. And at the very least, it should be looked into and allowed by judges to be heard, these cases. But the left controls the media markets, and they're all sticking together, and they're not allowing this to come out or to be at least heard. I mean, if it's all a lie, let that be heard, too, so that we can be settled with the matter and move on.
Right. Now, I don't think we have quite enough time for this. No, we don't. Here comes the music very slowly in my ear. But Putin was shooting his mouth off the other day, sounding like as if he wanted to have a war. He says, well, let's see if they can defeat us on the battlefield. We'll see. Let them try. Well, you know, Putin, be careful what you wish for. I don't think his army is...
They found some chemical drones that may have been flown over Russia by Ukraine. That's kind of bad.
Yes. All right. I'll talk to you on Tuesday of next week. Have a great weekend, and stay low.
Absolutely. You too.
Fine. All right. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook and the Ron Edwards American Experience. Don't forget his website, theronedwards.com. I'll be right back with more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is talking about the impact of the assassination of former Japan Prime Minister Shinzo Abe.
This attack has had a profound impact on the psyche of the Japanese people. This is a different a different culture they're not used to, as unfortunately we are.
Speaking at the CIA, Biden labeling the shooting death highly unusual for Japan. The United States is sending more of your tax dollars to Ukraine as it continues to fight off the unprovoked Russian invasion. That means United States has provided more than $7 billion since the beginning of Russia's invasion, a defense official telling CNBC. The U.S. coordinated a $400 million weapons package with Ukrainian officials. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time, it's source material for the early shows.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota, for doing that for us. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, MyPillow's been offering, once again, the BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. And some of these products are starting to come to the tail end because they're going to be out of them. And they're going to be replacing them with a new product line, which you're going to like even more, I think. Now, it's time for you to join with the millions of Americans who changed their quality of sleep and their life with the MyPillow products. It's more than just pillows, by the way. Right now, you can get the buy one, get one free pricing on the MyPillow Giza bed sheets. Now, that's a tremendous deal. But they also have another new line of sheets that are only $39.95 for the entire group, which is two pillowcases, two pillows, two sheets, and two of the, one was a mattress liner. So there you go. And that's quite a deal for $39.99. And make sure you check them out at MyPillow.com. Also, the Giza Elegance My Pillows, those are the fancy pillows, the really, really nice ones that you've seen go for as much as $69. Well, it's buy one, get one. And, of course, the six-piece towel sets, too. That's the one with the bath towels, as I've told you, which will fit around a pretty good-sized person. Surprising as it is, they do. And, of course, the roll-and-go-anywhere my pillows, which are the travel pillows that you take with you. Not to forget about the fact that they have the beach towels now, too. That's just been added to all of this. So, Go over there, check it all out. Go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN for whatever you want to see there, promo code CAPTAIN. Or you can get them a call on the telephone line, 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459, promo code CAPTAIN. Don't miss out this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on select products. And don't forget, you'll also receive Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. 800-641-5459 is the number. And you can go to MyPillow.com and then to the Radio Listener Specials page. Enter the promo code CAPTAIN for whatever it is that you want, and you'll save a boatload of money. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Drop boxes in Wisconsin. The drop boxes that enable people to drop off ballots cast by themselves and others are now illegal under Wisconsin law. It went into effect in July, and the state Supreme Court ruled on July the 8th that the law was constitutional and good to go.
Yeah, this is really quite significant, of course, Captain, because the drop boxes, while sounding like the ultimate convenience, can also be a great conduit for fraud because they're not under scrutiny. They're not under surveillance. They're, you know, anybody can come by and drop in a bunch of ballots and stuff like that. In fact, I think there was even bristling at times when people wanted to monitor ballot boxes. So at any rate, this is a very, very good development because it means it's harder to do fraud.
That is correct. And the Wisconsin Elections Commission, in two documents in 2020, said the drop boxes could not only be utilized, but that they can be unstaffed and permanent. Further, the agency said a family member or another person could drop off a ballot on behalf of a voter. Now, that's a problem all by itself. And the guidance, of course, was at the very least problematic because Wisconsin law stated that a voter is the only individual who can deliver their ballot either in person or by mail.
Right. And so, you know, a lot of this, too, has to go to the idea that if you're going to vote, there's some responsibility you have to take in order to make sure that that your vote is applied. And so, you know, obviously there are going to be certain situations, and that's why you have a mail option, for example, if you're not able to get out and deliver your ballot, for example.
Now, do you know who Becky Pringle is?
She's the president of the National Education Association, I believe.
That's correct, the nation's largest teachers union. She told delegates at the beginning of the NEA's representative assembly in Chicago that 2016 was a year with a fateful election, one that made clear the U.S. Supreme Court would become radicalized. Translation, evil Donald Trump radicalized SCOTUS by nominating three associate justices who would generally vote to uphold the U.S. Constitution versus attempt to legislate from the bench.
Yeah, right. Well, listen to that term, radicalized. You know, obviously it's a loaded, being used as a very loaded term.
Yeah, now the only people that are radicalized are the ones that they were trying to go after, Justices Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, who all made possible the 5-4 majority opinion to overturn Roe v. Wade, correctly returning the abortion question to the elected officials in the 50 states, which is where it never should have left.
Well, that's exactly true. And it's interesting, Captain, just the backlash to the very notion that states should be deciding this question, that they have the ability to decide this question. You would think that, that you would have a lot of people who constantly go on about how our democracy is being attacked would be absolutely overjoyed that democracy could get into action here. It's really quite significant, but they want that legislation from the bench, like you're just saying.
Speaking of democracy, Hunter Biden's laptop is still floating around. You know that?
Yep.
It's been a gold mine for some time now, exposing the depravity of the Biden family. Seemingly weekly, some new, more disturbing revelation is revealed. recently, the president's son was implicated in a Russian human trafficking ring with money from Joe Biden himself being used to pay the prostitutes. Now, naturally, because the Bidens play for the right team, though, the mainstream media still largely won't touch the story. Now, that's given the White House the excuse to simply say they won't comment on anything from the laptop. Now, an answer that never would have been satisfied to the press had Donald Trump still been around, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. We're going to take a call. All right, Backgammon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, Captain. I just wanted to ask Kyle, does he think that when, assuming that we overturn and take the House and the Senate, that we need to totally reorganize this Justice Department to make sure that they inform laws and redo this thing, because laws don't mean anything if they're not enforced. An example is this harassment of the Supreme Court justices and other instances, too. All right, that's it, Captain.
Okay. Go ahead, Kyle.
Well, that's a great question, because basically, though, the Justice Department is going to be essentially, it's going to work at the pleasure of the president, who's ever in the White House. He or she will appoint the Attorney General and so forth, but they have to be confirmed, obviously, by the Senate. So there may be some leeway there in terms of confirming new judges, also maybe extending more oversight in the public court of public opinion, for example.
By the way, did you see the Secretary of Health and Human Services? I'm trying to remember what Biden called him, Jose Bacaraca or what, something
like that? That's right. He changed his name right there that very day.
You see him standing off to behind President Biden when he gave his speech and was having his little flourishes and all that sort of stuff? He had all he could do to keep from just breaking down laughing.
Well, this is one of those incidents earlier yesterday where the president repeated what was on the teleprompter, namely when he said, end of quote, repeat the line. And then he started to say the same thing again. And yes, I think both the vice president and the secretary were looking over his shoulder and saying, uh-oh, here we go again.
Well, Kamala always has that look. She's ready to break down and just start hee-hawing at any time. But, you know, the other guy, the Health and Human Services Secretary, that was a new switch to have him back there smirking the way he was.
Yeah, it's Xavier Becerra, exactly, yeah. So he's...
What did he call him? He called him Javier Bacaraca?
It was something like that, exactly. And but at that point, nobody could correct, you know, Joe Biden at that point.
We just did. We just did. Too bad. Yeah. Too bad, so sad. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. All right, folks, we're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Jeff's going to take us to break. We'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chihibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Just start a rockin'. Bring the
That's AC/DC, Satellite Blues. Haven't played that in a while there, Kyle.
That's right. Yeah, that goes back all the way to the year 2000 for AC/DC. Great song.
Well, that was almost before the world was invented.
That's right.
Just kidding. All right, let's take a look at the weather, and you tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. We're continuing to track these severe thunderstorm watches and warnings in the northeastern quadrant, basically, of the state of Montana, up in Big Sky Country. So if you're near Miles City up on I-94 and you're heading towards North Dakota, you're going to encounter these severe thunderstorm watches. This is going to spill over, of course, into North Dakota.
They're already.
Well, that's right, as the captain was telling you last hour, so it's definitely across the border, so you're going to be involved in it if you're in that area. Just checking the radar rain right now. We still have rain all in those same areas that we were talking about last hour, so please be aware of that, be advised of that, and take measures accordingly. We do have a heat advisory around for our friends in the Salt Lake City area as well, Captain, as we're going through the morning here, and that excessive heat warning continues. It's going to persist basically throughout the weekend throughout southern Arizona, Phoenix, over into areas of Southern California as well. And to give you some idea, Phoenix right now 96 degrees, and it's going to continue to be high triple digits, well, 112, 113 over the weekend. That's going to be very, very hot indeed. Places like Las Vegas, of course, also still seeing some pretty high temperatures as well. But it's a nice cool 88 degrees there right now, but 109, 111 over the weekend. Be careful out there.
Yeah, all right. Well, halfway across North Dakota right now, we've got rain. We've got a severe thunderstorm watch going on right now just inside the North Dakota border, north to south, about 100 miles. And then in the central part of the state, we've got us a high heat advisory, along with the possibility for a thunderstorm through there or the central part of South Dakota during the course of the night. Certainly as the heat radiates and it gets warmer tomorrow, there'll be even a better chance of having something going on. Now, we got to go down to Texas, because Texas is going to be in the bullseye today, and everything around Dallas-Fort Worth over east on I-20, on I-30, up and down I-35, all the way to the Oklahoma line, you're going to be in an area where there's a severe thunderstorm watch for the entire day, and that could develop into something else depending on what happens. Be advised and keep your weather radio turned on. Now, that's also going to take you across I-20 all the way over into Mississippi tonight. So you'll be traveling tomorrow. You'll have this same system and same circumstance all the way across to Mississippi on I-20, so be careful there. Now, about half to two-thirds of Arkansas is falling under the same scenario right now. The southwestern corner of Tennessee, same thing there. Over into the central part of Alabama, we're going to have some real high heat, some warm temperatures there. There will be some thunderstorms to deal with, and we've got some flood watches already set up for the western part of the state right now in Alabama, so be advised of that. Now, one other little thing, we've got some rain right now up in the mountains of Maryland and the mountains of West Virginia, eastern West Virginia. If you're traveling along I-70, you're going to be in it. I-64, more so too, between those two areas, you'll be in it. Rain right now. And, of course, we've got some fog and possibly some rain, it looks like, over the Chesapeake Bay right now. And moving on down a little bit further along the coastline, down in North Carolina, we have some fog right there along the coastline. So be advised of that. Now, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget the good folks at the Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers bring you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. You can find out more about them at pilotflyingj.com. Find out about the My Rewards Plus app. You can also find out about the fuel card and find out all about the RV amenities that they have if you're traveling across the highways and byways. That's pilotflyingj.com.
How can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Okay, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You too, Captain.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. We appreciate him, and we appreciate you listening to us. Now, Joe Biden's plummeting approval rating is now below Donald Trump's worst. My goodness. What's he going to do now, jump off a bridge? Joining us from FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon. So what do you think?
Well, it's not really what I think here at this point. It's what the Democrats think. They're all in a panic. And, you know, they're worried about their entire, those in the House, about their re-elections going into the midterms.
They should be.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
So,
They've done it all themselves.
Well, the other piece is really all of these behaviors that these groups have, you know, the protests and whatnot. It has to do with what is coming out of the press room with this woman that they have that replaced.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what she is.
Frenchie.
Yeah. It is just so bad.
Yeah.
She
did again yesterday.
Yeah.
The economy is so good, so well. Jeez.
And, you know, now when you start losing the media, then you know you've got big issues. There's nothing. The pain's going to be there. I mean, the price of gasoline at the pump has come down some, but that doesn't help all the other prices, and it really doesn't help the consumers a lot at all. So, I mean, we still have supply chain issues.
Yep.
And there's nothing that looks, it's on the horizon to fix any of this between now and the midterms.
No, and again, Biden's numbers right now are lower than Donald Trump's worst numbers when he was president, and Biden is just sinking off into the oblivion.
You know, I got to wonder where Jill is.
Yeah.
You know, she's lucid. You know, is she having any conversations with him?
Yeah, I don't know. Somebody must. I don't know. I really don't think so. Okay, hold that thought.
I don't either.
Yep, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more in store with Denise Simon, and I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.